Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my friends. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Some of you are saying, "Help, what's going on here? How can it be a good morning? I'm sick, I'm broke, the doctor just told me I'm a diabetic, my children hate me, and I can't get a drink of water from friends or foe. What in the world could be good about that?" Well, I tell you what, after prayer, we're going to hear why and how come, as it used to say in the old days, things are like they are in your life. But before we get started, most of you know, hey, this is the Dr. Cappuccino Show. We welcome you. We call it the Hour for Power, Hour of Power. Might not be an hour. Some are saying, "Oh, doctor, why are you saying that? Your show is only 30 minutes. I tell you what, you're going to need those extra moments to pull yourself up off the floor because of the information that God, the Creator God, wants you to hear. Let's bow our heads. Father God in heaven, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Eternal Father, thank you. Everlasting Father, thank you. God, whatever, we thank you. We thank you because we've made it another week, not by our own strength, by our own intelligence, or because we know 15 presidents from wherever. No, no, no. Because you chose to touch us with your finger of love and get us up on our feet or on our back. You know, if you're laying down in bed, fine, good. But God, you did it. You did it. You have showed up and shown out for us. And this is why we're listening to the Dr. Cappuccino Show, because we recognize you, honor you, we want to obey you, and most of all, we want to keep our promises to you that we're going to become a better person because the Bible is there and it's open, ready for me to cast my eyes on it. Bible says that your word is a lamp unto our feet. Oh, my God. I sure need it. Father, thank you for it. In Jesus' name now, guide this show. Because it's very important. It's important not because we're human, made of dust, think we are that and 15 bag of Cheetos, but because you live and you sent your son down through 42 generations to give his life on Golgotha and then take the redemption price of his blood straight back to you, where your word says, guess what, that he's sitting on the right hand right now, getting ready to start a ride like none other in behalf of those who worship you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, yay, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Tell Satan you quit, and he can keep the paycheck. This is part two of something that has really stirred up our community. People were saying, "Doctor, wait just a minute, wait just a minute. We need more of this." Well, you're going to get it today if you're on this show. Let me tell you why you need to tell Satan that you quit. This is why. Because anyone that you work for, that you do their bidding, that you pick up a chair and put the chair back down in behalf of what's known as work employment, let me tell you something. You should be getting something. But let me tell you what is going on in your life. Yes, I don't know you. You're not going to call me and comment on this. You're going to send me an email later. I already know that. But let me tell you why you need to tell Satan that you quit. One reason is because Satan is a crooked boss who does not mean any good for any of his employees. Might be you, it once was me. He has his followers now, earthbound agents, called deceivers. The Bible calls him the great deceiver. So if you're on his payroll, you're a called deceiver. Working in degradation and covered in modern-day fig leaves, showing off false body parts. You guys already know where I'm going with this, right? Yes. In the garden, after they just sinned until they could sin no more, disobeying God, they covered themselves in fig leaves. And we see this same thing today. Naked tails out in the back, naked tails out in the front, big breasts leaning all over. Come on, come on, come on. Some of us 90 years old trying to get 20-year-old breasts. Cut it out. You had your day. Showing off false body parts and engineered bodies. No one wants the regular body. You know what? I'm kind of thinking about having some things done. But those that are not on the side of God and working for Satan, they've changed everything about themselves. They've changed their nature to mimic Satan, the devil. He did the same thing. People don't realize that. The great evil, wicked one, changed his nature because he wanted to mimic God Almighty. And some of us are doing the same thing, changing our nature so we can mimic Satan. Well, Satan has nothing for you. Satan changed his nature, and he also changed the nature of himself, angel of light, to the master of death, doom, and destruction. Jesus said that he was alive from the very beginning. Hateful, evil, and mostly jealous. The Bible also says that this devil, this Satan, has the whole world under his power. If you're on his payroll, he got you under his power. You've got to bow down and obey, or heads start to roll. Like father, like son. Simple as that. You can't put it any simpler than that. So all spiritual drug heads, deadheads, better wake up fast, because that is what is going on when you do not obey God. God has said, I'm going to turn you over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind will do anything. They will change their nature. They will lie on the nature that they have. They have a big fat stomach from eating like three dogs five times a day. Hey, my goodness. Look at what's going on. But one thing about it, horrific illnesses, deadly diseases, premature deaths, overdose this, overdose that, unexplainable terrors. They're caused all by Satan, because Jesus called him. He said he's the author of death. If you need help, we are here for you. If you need help telling Satan to quit, give me a phone call, 424-649-615. Need a new job that promises eternal life and not eternal death in the lake of fire, because that's all Satan has to offer? Well, we're going to get busy right now. We're going to hear some ways that you can tell Satan you quit. You might as well tell him you quit. You know why? Because most of Satan's people are broke. They think bowing down to Satan in the forest is going to get them something. But look at what happens when he does not need you anymore. Yes, he'll let you hop off of tall buildings on stage, and he will let you run around in the best of cars as well has to offer. He'll put you in a home where there might be someone living in the basement for 2 years. You never knew anything about it. Coming out, eating your food while you're gone. Come on. Satan is no good. The Bible says he has nothing to offer that is long-lasting and that promises eternal life. Most people, as I just said, following Satan, think they're going to get wealth and riches. Well, most of the ones I know are broke. They're sick. They just got the diagnosis of stage 4 or 5 cancer. They're running around in those big diabetic shoes, diabetic. Their children hate them. That's what Satan has to offer. The Bible says Satan, yes, Satan the devil, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So that's all you're going to get. Whatever you might think you're going to get from Satan, let me tell you this, it is not going to last. You can look on the street and tell those serving Satan and those serving the true God. I'm going to go into this on our next lesson, but I want to help you tell the devil, tell Satan you quit. A way you can tell Satan you quit is that when you hear these crazy suggestions in your head, just call on Jesus. Just say, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. Yes, I've been a big whoremonger, but you know what? Satan is trying to trip me up, trip my head up. He wants me back. The blood, the blood, the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. When you start thinking you need some whiskey, that you know the doctor has told you to stop drinking, just call on the blood. If you get a craving, sometimes I get a little sugar craving. Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus. The Bible says Satan and his imps, his demonic co-workers, they flee when the blood of Jesus is pleaded. I don't care what it is. Mommy's talking crazy. Daddy's talking crazy. Your boss talking crazy. Just stand as tall as you can. Look them right in the eyes. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, you know, I'm going to fire you. I quit. When you tell Satan you quit, he has no more chains on you. The devil has no more hold on you. I know you don't hear about this in church anymore. They're too afraid. They figure that if what little ties they have coming in, they're afraid that if they tell people the truth, hey, that church is going to be empty. It's already empty. When you got satanic worshipers sitting up in there, you need to shut that church down. When you know they're cursing under their breath at you and in your face, shut it down. You might say, oh, well, Jesus said don't forsake us. Get out on the street corner for your assembly. And tell these two, you go to the right, I'm going to the left. Get out of there and start really doing the works of the Lord God. Get out of there. Shut it down. I told my father that. He was raging about, oh, this was doing this, this was doing that. They come in and pay their tithes on Sunday. They beat me to the office on Monday, begging their tithes back. I said, I don't want to hear anymore. Just shut that thing down. Shut it down. You're already shut down and working for Satan when you're really not proclaiming the word. Make up your mind that you're going to serve the one and only true God. Psalms 83:18 says his name is Jehovah, that thou might know that the one and only true God, Jehovah. That's what the scripture starts off with. Psalm 83:18, that they might know. So obviously there's some out here don't know. That's why they're working for Satan. Let me tell you something else about Satan. He will set you up there, and when he's finished with you, maybe you're not drawing any new followers to him, showing your tail and up there dancing with your breath all hung out. Tell Satan you quit. He has nothing of long-lasting worth as a promise. Satan has never promised his followers eternal life. I know, but I'm not going to tell you how I know. He has never once said, you will follow me, you will get eternal, everlasting life. He's never said that. There was a satanic Bible circulating somewhere up in San Francisco, but we found out why it was there in that city. I'll talk about that later on one of our upcoming shows. But when you look evil in the eye, when you look wickedness in the eye and say, Satan, get behind me. Don't get in front of me because I'm not going to follow you. Don't get on the side of me because I've got to watch both ways for the blessings of the Lord. Get thee behind me, Satan. When you plead the blood of Jesus and tell Satan to get behind you, he's got to go. Because the Bible said do that. The Bible said call him out. And the Bible says, and God will be with you. Jesus called him all kind of names. But when a person pleads the blood of Jesus, when a person prays to God and says just to it, God, help me, help me, help me. I want that pill. I want that heroin in my vein. I'm tired, God. I've got to pop these pills. When you get to craving for evil, to do anything that you know, and you don't have to have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation to know you have a problem. over in Africa that can't read or write. They know wrong from right, whether they can read about it or not. Tell Satan you quit. He's giving you nothing but misery. He's giving you nothing but a promise of death. He's giving you a little wealth, yes, but look at you. Cancer, diabetes. You probably don't know where your wife is this morning. You better tell him fast that you quit. Why would anyone follow Satan for a promise of wealth and goods? But look at those that have had it. They're sick, they're miserable, and they're killing themselves because they're thinking, oh, hell, this isn't it. You know, I was looking for this. I was looking for that. You know what? I thought this was going to happen. Satan will lure you to the edge of the cliff and kick you over it. That's why people say, oh, doctor, you know, I'm afraid, you know, all these stars are dying. Once Satan finishes with their life, it's over for them. How else can Satan get his messages across? He's a spirit. He's not talking, but he has to have someone else talk. They are talking through their wardrobes. They're talking through the songs that they sing. They're talking even through the food that they eat. Most of us know that bad food is going to kill us sooner than our time. But what has the devil done? Lots of sugar, lots of salt to get you addicted. The food looks and smells good. You almost want to die if you can't get a hold of some of it. That's Satan, the devil. He knows disease and suicide. People tell me, doctor, you know what? I just had a can of that soda, and before I could drive home, I was all jittery, and, you know, I was looking for someone to fight. You better watch that. These people, under the direction of Satan, know what they're doing. Anything that tastes sweet, all of us know we need to spit it out. If it's sweet, spit it out. Because this manufactured food, who's behind that? Satan, the author of death, doom, and destruction. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So anything that's destroying you, bam, that's Satan. Get off his payroll. Tell him whatever he owes you, he knows what to do with it. Uh-oh, yes, I said that. But when we eat badly, when we don't get enough rest, when we have to re-engineer our body, our body parts, when we have to look like this in order to get some attention over there for that, we know we're under satanic dominion and domination. That's true. Satan is no good. And since he has not promised you anything, he's told you what he can do for you, but nothing. Look up the word promise when you get off the call. Promise. Look up the word promise. Only God and his promises are sure. People say, oh, well, you know, I see a lot of religious people. They look mentally ill. They look poor. They don't have anything. Well, come on. These people are working for eternal life. They're not working for Satan and his horde. Jesus already promised through John, there on the island of Patmos, when he was writing the book of Revelation, he said, Satan is going down. He said, Jesus, under the name Michael, is going to come down from above and chain this evil, wicked spirit. He's going to chain him and toss him over into the abyss, the lake of fire. Quite naturally, common sense would say, well, if I'm following him now, I'm going too. Whatever doom he has waiting, I have it too. Get off of his payroll. Tell Satan, you don't like what he's doing. You're sick. You got a week to live. You need diabetic shoes. You don't know where your children are. What in the world? Who would want something like that? Who would have to be paid to do something like that? And you can also say, my teeth are bad. I got big bunions on the side of my feet. Listen, please listen. Satan has nothing of good for you. Only God's promises are sure. When he promised you eternal life, you can count on that. But anything else, leading others astray by your activities, not showing the value of a human life in the world, Jesus told Satan, he said, man must live on and by every word that cometh out of the mouth of God. Eternal bread. Satan fooled Jesus when he was on earth talking about, you know, call and get you some food and throw yourself over this tall building. Your father will send angels for you. No, no, no. He said, no, no, no. I'm not going to be big enough food to tempt God. Satan was trying to get rid of Jesus from the very beginning because he knew the paycheck God had to offer was much more than his. Has Satan promised you eternal life? Quit if he has not. Has Satan given you the wealth and riches that you had hoped for with cancer rolling around in your body? Right now, tell Satan you quit. Has he promised you anything that you can put your hands on 100 years into the future? No, he is not. Jesus has already said 70 or 80 with special mightiness. So what are you doing? What are you doing? I just told you Satan's in. And I just told you you're not going to hear about this in some of these so-called houses of worship. They're too afraid. They know if they tell you the wages of sin is death, uh-oh, you might have a lawsuit. I'm going to say it. The wages of sin is death. When death takes over the body, that's it. You don't owe anybody anything. Your debt is paid. You know why your debt is paid? Because Jesus paid it all. What else are you expecting Satan to do for you? Bring you a handsome man or a beautiful woman? What do you think about that? And what good would it do? You know, I know a man 83 years old. And he loves to talk to me. He says, Dr. Komova, you know, I'm weary. I'm bewildered. I need some help. I told you what his age was. He sits and moans about all the things he has lost and all the women he ran. And he can't run them now. And all of the places where he went. That's what you end up with serving Satan. When Satan finds out he cannot possess you, inhabit you, or use you to turn this world into an evil cesspool more so than what it is, he gets rid of you. Look at all of some of these stars. In the heydays, they're gorgeous, beautiful, singing to the millions. Their time is up, and you won't see a dime in their coffin being lowered down. Satan again has won another round. We're going to stop that. We're going to tell Satan, get thee behind me. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus. Every time I or you think he's hovering around, Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, in the name of Jesus. See, he hates all of that. He'll leave you temporarily. That's why the disciple, apostle Paul said, pray incessantly. You got to stay on God. Unfortunately, that's the way it is because our human, the first human pair, our human mother, father, they messed up. They took a misstep. They really did not believe what God said about the eating of this tree that was in the center of the garden. And look at us now, bald-headed, blind, half blind, thick glasses, hearing aids on each hanging on the side of our ears, shoulders slumped down when at one time we walked high as the eagle. Now we've broken down. Every other person I know is talking about hip surgery. Stop drinking that brown soda. You can save your hips. Some of the doctors will not tell you that, but the good ones will say you better get off of soda. They're going to eat. That acid is going to eat all the way down to the bone. That's the problem with knee replacements, hip replacements. I'm on the hip replacement list, doctor. You know what? You better get up out of my face if you're living for Satan himself. Stop anybody you know from drinking that soda. They will save their hip because once it's gone, it's gone. That acid nibbling around at the knees and hips. And people say, well, I wonder why is it in those areas? because those are the areas most mobile. Tell Satan you quit. He's not done anything for you but lie like 10 dogs every 5 seconds. Satan has done nothing. And when you look at it like this, yes, you might see a beautiful lady. Follow them home. They've got to take the weave out, the wig off, the contact lens out, the false teeth out, take the hearing aids out. Oh, my God, I wish I had time to tell you a story about a man that was with a lady in the motel. He told me this. I'll just say a little bit. You know, he was laying there, and she went into the bathroom to, I guess, get ready, put a gown on. I don't know. But this is what I do know. He said when she came up out of that bathroom, he jumped up and ran out of the hotel or the motel. Said he just jumped up. Said he was just laying there with clothes on because he didn't know what he was going to do. He had an idea. He said when she came out, the wig was off, the contact lens off, and said she had about 3 rolls of fat hanging all down in the front. You couldn't even see anything. But when they met at the club, I guess she had on that girdle and all of that. Leave Satan alone. Tell him you quit. If you've got anything good from Satan and not afraid you're going to leave it all behind when you die, hey, what can I say? I'm not going to change the theory and elements of this broadcast. Joshua told them when they finally came over into Canaan land, when they finally made it, he said, as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. So right now, today, you need to make up your mind. You need to make a choice to tell Satan you quit and God, here I am. When you find out that you're weary along the way, just say, God, in the name of Jesus, here I am. He's got to take you in. He's got to let someone help you. God has got to make straight your path. God, here I am. Here I am, God. Here I am, God. Even with the police, if you come out of hiding with your hands up and say, here I am, chances are they won't shoot you down. But when you tell Satan you quit, turn around and say, God, here I am. Fix me, heal me, deliver me, love me. A loving Father will hear your cry and help you. The Bible also says that God is love. So anything that loving God can help you with, he will. It's not his fault the first human pair sinned. Look at us now. Some of us walking on crutches, humpback, big bones pulled up in the back, still mean and evil, not thinking about turning to God. But you better tell him you quit and you don't have to look for another job. God has already told us what we should do, and that is to love others and to be our brother's keeper. And God pays really good. Some say I don't tithe because it's in the Old Testament, and Jesus said that was nothing more than your, you know, schoolmaster leading you to the essence of the Christ through the New Testament. Listen to me. Very good. God and God alone is the only God we should give our allegiance to and our human strength. Come on now. You've been laying dead under Satan's dominion. Come on over to God. Tell Satan you quit. You don't want to be on his payroll anymore. He's the author of death. Tune in next week because we're going to have a part 3 on the same topic. Tell Satan you quit. That might mean telling your daughter to get out. That might mean turning your wife in. That might mean giving your car back. That might mean leaving the bank robbers alone. We're going to talk about that. But God bless you for tuning in. I know someone has been helped. Tune in next Saturday for the Dr. Cupertino Show, Hour for Power, Hour of Power. Thank you. See you next week.